It's already tough enough for kids nowadays dealing with new subjects and peer pressure, but also more stress can come from dealing with tragedy and destruction, such as the case for many students after the October wildfires. Joining us now on the KSRO Liveline is Assistant Superintendent for Student and Family Services for Santa Rosa City Schools, Stephen Mazzara. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you on today. Can you tell us just some of the problems that are being noticed by faculty and staff amongst students?
Well, generally, after any kind of trauma, we'll see some mental health needs and supports, such as students may lose motivation, they may lose concentration, those kind of things. And we are beginning to experience some of the things, of course, after the fire.
Be able to monitor some of the attendance issues that students might have had as well?
Yeah, we've always done that, but we're anything that seems to be related to this, we're kind of taking it in a different direction, and we're taking it from a kind of mental health standpoint, reaching out and trying to find out, you know, what's going on. Is there something that's going on, trauma, anxiety, and trying to develop a series of strategies for that, getting them back to class, getting them possibly a partial independent study, partial day, and get them the therapy and support they may need.
How involved are kind of students involved in that aspect of actually just kind of just helping each other up and just kind of in this time of need?
It's an important piece. The best support that we've seen is of course the connection that they may have to their families, to their friends, and to the school. And the school is obviously a very big part of that connection. We worked a lot with teachers to have them understand what that looks like when a student is beginning to disconnect and those kind of issues that may come up. And in fact, next Tuesday on January 30th, we have a whole professional development around having teachers recognize some of these factors for the students they may have in their classroom.
What are you guys able to say to a student or a family that lost their home in the fire? Where do you study? How do you get to school? That type of thing.
Yeah, those dynamics are happening all across the county, obviously, not just in Santa Rosa schools, but everywhere. You have to come up with those changes, and those you have to adapt. The teachers have to kind of be a little more flexible, and you know, the student may not have his own bedroom anymore because he's in a rental and he's doubling up, and the same kind of homework issues may need a little more flexibility. Those are examples academically. Behaviorally, you know, we know that we're going to have more students that are going to begin to express trauma and what that may look like. We've increased clinicians and counselor time, and you know, we're trying to get ready for that. But in the big picture, this is a 6 month to year and a half process that we're going through, and we're kind of just dealing up for more of the long-term supports.
Now, is there kind of an issue with maybe pent-up anger or some of the anxiety that maybe seeing shown among students, that especially those that have been affected?
You know, I can't say that we've seen anything that's anger-related, but the anxiety, the disconnect, the lack of concentration, yeah, we are definitely beginning to experience that. So I don't think there's anything we could say that there's been, you know, an increase in anything that's more external. A lot of this is internalized a little bit more, and those are the points that we're trying to teach our staff to look for. The kids that are removing themselves, who before, if you have a baseline, were active and outgoing and now are withdrawn and those things. Those are the kind of signs that we're trying to look for at this point.
I'm assuming one of the things you guys have to do all the way from teacher level to administration level is just be flexible with children, you know, if they can't turn a report in or if they're nervous or if they're anxious or they don't want to come to school. It's about giving them room through this tough time.
It is absolutely about that. And so having teachers recognize that difference, again, they should know their students before October 9th, and if that same student never missed a deadline and is missing it now, not just to have that flexibility, but also know, hey, this is a conversation I need to have. We're encouraging parents to contact schools, their teacher, their school administration, if they're noticing things at home, and really see what's going on. I think the key to this is really understanding each child and learning their nuances and any changes before October 9th and supporting it.
What about the physical needs that'd be traditionally there for students? Attendance, of course, is a big factor. Maybe it's the you know, just not being able to get to school, or maybe the lack of supplies. Has the school district been able to address that?
Our community has been fantastic with things like supplies and backpacks, and as you know, we have more than enough that we've received. And so we have kind of storehouses on those things now. And I don't think that's an issue if a child is in need of that. They have those things. But your other point about being in a different location and longer drives, we know we have families that are now out Santa Rosa that don't want to leave their schools, and there's this extra drive time that's involved in moving and all those kind of movements. And that's an example of the flexibility. You know, if mom is now driving across three kids across campus and living somewhere else, you know, that extra 5 or 10 minutes to come in, hey, we want that to be flexible and not where we'd usually, you know, hey, you're tardy and, you know, you got to work on that. That's an example where the system needs to be more flexible.
Have you guys tried maybe organizing things with parents themselves, I mean, carpools or things like that?
No, we haven't done that. I mean, we reach out and we have many students that are on buses and we've kind of made some adjustments to bus routes. But no, we haven't really reached out ourselves and talked about parents. When they're coming in, they're talking to the site administrators. And I think just the understanding what they're doing and also understand that, you know, a lot of parents are not trying to go public with a lot of this. And they're still quietly suffering, even though, you know, we have some supports. They don't want to necessarily, you know, say, hey, we're living in this rental on the other side of town now. And so you have to balance that privacy as well.
That is definitely very important. And you know what? It's not especially very easy for staff either. I know you're more on the student and family side of this, but it's not easy for staff when some of them are dealing with their own personal issues.
Absolutely. You know, we've got over 80 staff members that also were fire victims and lost homes, and that's an important piece of our recovery. Again, that's why we're discussing with teachers. We've already done some workshops after school, and we're doing more. The important, you know, metaphor is like in the airline with the oxygen mask that drops down. They instruct the adults to put it on first so you can take care of the children you're with. Similarly, we're trying to do that same thing with our staff to make sure that they do support themselves. We've done some things internally, have an employee assistance program where teachers can get some extra counseling and support. But we're kind of really looking at that. Our system, not just our individuals, but our system has experienced trauma as well. We're trying to develop support systems for that as well.
Well, Stephen, I hope it goes very well for you guys, and hopefully this situation gets much better as time goes on. Thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you. Thank you for your help, and thank you for your help for the community.
That is Stephen Mazura. He's with Santa Rosa City Schools.